My family would have all been very much involved in the Orange Order and would have had very much a loyalist identity. I remember going to the parades as a child and enjoying them, waving the flags, enjoying the music. It was a lot of fun, and I didn't really understand what it was all about. I remember whenever the Anglo-Irish Agreement came out, the adventure of all the tractors coming into Newton Ards, and I just remember shouting, you know, Dublin Rule is Dublin Rule, with a lot of other kids from the primary school. I had a bit of a crush on a Roman Catholic girl. I remember being teased about it by my family. And there was a friend of mine sitting in the room. Her mother was a Roman Catholic, her father was a Protestant. And one of my aunts said that she hoped there would be no Tighes in the family. And I remember this girl bursting into tears, really sobbing. And I just thought at that point, this hurts people. This causes people pain. As I grew up more and more, I started to realize that these labels were actually no good. That the labels that we give each other are the things that divide us. So I try now to live these days without any labels. I try to live without any sort of token identity in my life. My family as well, as Nicola, my sister and I, have stepped out and said that we don't want to be part of this anymore. By stepping out, by making a difference, we can change things on a microscopic level. We can start to affect people one-on-one. If we were all to affect just one other person, and then they were to go on to affect just one other person, well, then maybe we could change Northern Ireland. Maybe we could break out of the mindset where we have to beat people from the other side. Maybe we can actually work on getting proper peace, a peace which breaks free of national identity, a peace that allows us to be friends.